us to take us in?
What, Dan?
Dan.
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 Ready? Here we
okay.
go. Okay. No, it's supposed to be like quiet. Okay. Welcome in. Oh, come in. Come in from the storm. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, oh, traveler.
Sit down. You look exhausted.
You look exhausted.
I am very
You look
exhausted.
Lovely, but exhausted.
You Thank look you. Like a lovely exhausted. Like that woman in that Dust Bowl picture.
Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to our inn.
Thank you.
We
very cozy area.
I've learned from Dan we're supposed to do introductions right away before we start being dumb. Hi, I'm Mike Fallick.
Mike Fallick.
To my left or right, doesn't matter, it's Radio Land. This is
Jackie.
I also forget left and right, so
too.
So this is Jackie.
Uh-huh.
And Jackie, we met on Tinder.
Yes, we
I
did.
Found you. I was a beacon in the.
We
some
found,
people
we found each other.
Yeah.
What? Most unromantic way, but yeah, we found each other.
And
over here is your radio wench, Dan Kane.
Radio wench, really?
I think I'm going to go by radio wench today.
I love it. Okay, so how are you, Jackie?
I'm well, thank you.
Let's get you a drink real quick.
Yeah.
I'm
Do
drinking.
You have your drink? We're checking
I have my
on everything.
Drink.
Everybody's
drink.
Got a drink.
I'm
it's radio.
It.
They didn't know.
I'm working on the drink.
So you met someone in real life? Do you want to? How much do you want to talk about your relations and things like that since we last spoke on Tinder? Are you? I guess my main question is: are you Tindering still?
Ish, more for like shits and giggles and mm-hmm. nice mm-hmm. little witty banter. Because what I found lately about Tinder is you actually can have good conversations with some folks. Thank you can you. Even you know have like. Podcast interactions. You could just like have job
so
prospects. There was a guy who was ready to hire me at his school. Like, there's just
I don't trust those things.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna give you a job.
Well, it wasn't like offering right
what
away, but we
job?
Talked about it, and he was just like, okay. But it was like weeks of talking. So the dating thing, just after last few situations, I don't take it as serious. Like, I'm not the I'm not here to hook up, or I'm here to find my husband. It's just meh. And let's see how it goes. Swipe
Let me
left,
say,
swipe
Jack,
right.
I'm so happy you're here. This is great. I want to start miking myself when I meet people. Today was a bad example, but I'm so happy that, like, this is awesome. Like, that's awesome that you talk to people. It's awesome that she's here, right?
Yeah.
Am I thinking that, too? Is that weird?
Yeah. Well, like, hopefully you're thinking it if you're saying it.
What did I fucking say? Am I thinking that, Dan? Are you controlling my thoughts?
I'm a monster.
Yeah. So that's awesome. This is so cool that you're here. Mm-hmm. We're gonna loosen up a little. We're gonna play our flagship game. Our flagship game is called Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me, as is the name of the podcast. Here's the game.
Game I fail all the time.
Wait, you gotta talk into my. Who
it's
are you
a game
today?
That I fail all
you
the
gotta,
time.
You can't mic your shoulder. All right. Okay. You know, you probably succeed on it. The goal here is to talk about something that we think other people will find.
Fuck you.
Okay.
It's like when your mom checks on you right as you're about to masturbate, like, hey, honey, what's going on?
Yeah, with the vacuum. And then she uses the vacuum, and that was nice when she would do that for me. Okay.
Coming to you live from the Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me Tavern, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me, your hosts, Mike Valk and Daniel Kane.
The game is you think of something that you think is so, that no one else will talk to you about. And so that it would make someone so sexually repellent. And we here at the studio will buzz in. We're just going to say buzz when we find whatever story the person is telling. We're done. We're done sleep. We would never sleep with them because of what they said.
Yeah, but you get to do it to us, too.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Gosh.
And Mike
so
and I are
not,
really good
a,
at this game.
It's a story in a situation where, like, I...
You don't have to prepare anything. Don't worry. We're gonna let me say.
Mike and I are
this,
great at this game.
I have never had more... bits for a thing than I have for finding a story I think will sexually repulse someone from me that I'm genuinely interested in.
Okay.
Like, I have so many ideas here. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first. You're excited.
I have too many. Okay, so when you don't want to sleep with obviously you don't want to sleep with us, we're podcasters, but when you no longer want to sleep with us, like in the middle of the story, when if you were on a date with us, then you buzz in. Am
just
I explaining the rules well?
Just say buzz. Like, next stop.
Buzz.
Just,
buzz,
buzz,
yeah.
Okay.
So
buzz is the buzzword. Okay.
I have so many.
Bless you.
God bless. God bless. Thank you. God.
It was
God,
off mic,
God
so.
God bless you. Well, you know.
They might just think we're religious now.
Oh, yeah, well.
Bless your soul.
Well, I can kind of consider us like the priests of the Tinder
buzz.
World. Okay, that wasn't where it was going, but it's good to know, Dan. God, there are so many bad ones. Okay, so you know how, like, Victorian people, when they, when, like, you always think of them as, like, being so proper and, like, shocked when anything happens, like, oh, you know, like, any sort of sexual thing or anything like that. You know what I think what word would most offend them that they saw at the time? For external use only. Don't you think that that would, like, be so gross to hear the first time? Like you go and there's a medicine and it's like for external, you didn't even think of internal use on it. And then they had to ask like what that meant. Wow, great. I got two people would have sex with me. This is awesome. All right. I guess that's a point for me.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. The words for external use only on medicines. It means don't put it in your butt. I'll do another one. Yeah, I'll do another one. I hate ice
cream. You should have said medicines.
Well, you know, don't talk. I don't know what I was doing.
This is great radio.
I hate ice cream trucks.
Ooh, that's why.
Because no other business would shout.
I think
shout.
I'd just buzz right there. Yeah. No, hates an ice cream truck.
Okay, but if I was doing anything else and I was just yelling down the street for you to come to me, would you?
You don't yell. They play music. It's the easiest freaking job ever. You just roll around, overcharge kids for a Kit Kat or some like Sour Patch Kids.
Wait, you got an ice cream truck?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where y'all grew up.
You got candy at the ice cream truck, too?
Yeah, sometimes they had frozen candy bars.
Frozen candy, candies,
like, they'd have, like, some, yeah, like, cold candy, yeah.
Yeah, they have, these guys would rent out the sketchiest vans, like, Catch a Predator-style type shit.
Because otherwise that candy's just going to melt right away in a hot summer's day, so you got to freeze that shit.
Wow, that was poetry for a while until you said freeze that shit.
I think a lot of poets that make a lot of
buzz,
money.
Buzz. Oh my God. Do you know anything about professional poetry?
A little bit. I know about Poetry Month in
April.
All
right. I did okay. You guys didn't really want to. I have one other thing about vampires, but it seems as though you guys, for the most part, didn't find me sexually repellent. It's good to know. Are you, you want to go?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be a little bit better. I'm always kind of a little bit better at this
game.
You
know, that's the way it goes. Yeah. All right, let's hear it, dude.
Okay, so we know about the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, right? Even he admitted that most of his ideas on freedom he kind of took from another philosopher at the time, Max Steiner.
What does that matter? Why does it matter if he took it from him?
Because Max Steiner was basically like the forefather of modern anarchy. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to dissolve the nation state. And he felt as though the nation state...
So what are you upset about?
I'm just talking about a thing I like talking
but
about.
But I know, but you brought up Nietzsche, so what's the core point? That Nietzsche stole it?
I was going to come back to when Nietzsche went crazy.
So Nietzsche went crazy and stole all that shit?
Yeah. Do you guys know about when he saw the death of the horse?
Buzz, you just ignored my question on a date. I asked you a question and you were
my
like...
God, you got to be in it. Okay, you're a dude. Okay, I was listening. Even though I have no clue about philosophy and I failed horribly, like I was listening. He's a guy. This guy, girl.
Well, he's trying to sleep with me. If he was trying to sleep with me, I asked him a question and he would just move on.
You're not even finishing your first drink. Like, you gotta like really power through certain things. That's what I've kind of learned. Like, certain things you gotta power through until it just gets weird, touching weird.
All right, so I buzzed you, but she did. Wow, that's the first time we've had.
I guess I'm a nice or passive aggressive type of dater, I guess.
So you would rather wait it out and then be like, yeah.
Like I'm maybe there's an upside because there's always an upside to somebody. It's just when they hold.
It's so optimistic.
Try and be until like I told you how I ditched a guy at a theater.
Yes. All right, let's jump in. That was our little warm-up game. I had fun. We did good.
Yeah.
We weren't so unfuckable.
Last week we killed it. Last week we were so good.
Yeah, I don't know. I could talk about my thing with vampire rules in movies. And we'll
okay,
see
buzz,
how
buzz, buzz, buzz. Like
stop
Jack.
Telling me what I think about vampires. That's my only point. I hate movies that do that. Well, you think Dracula's. I don't think anything. Introduce me to Dracula.
I could have sworn I buzzed. No, I think it's rape at this point.
I know. Okay.
I said buzz.
I'm having fun, Jackie. This is why you can function on Tinder, though, because you like
you'll
talking.
You'll hang in there. For
you'll
the
hang
good
in
bit.
There. Yeah.
I'll hang in there, and then some people are just like some guy. We got matched up weeks ago. He was cute, and then like he randomly sent me an invite. So, if you need his number and you want to go to a rooftop party on Thursday night,
oh
like,
my God, yes.
I'll forward it to you.
Oh my God, yes.
Because I was like, it's just a chain message. Because there's guys who promote their podcast, and there's guys who are club promoters who just promote bottle service. It's nothing's wrong with that at all.
We're trying to help people.
Up front, though. This guy wasn't. I was like, oh.
That's creepy, right?
It's just annoying. Gosh.
Here's the thing I want to talk about. And listen, everybody gets somber because it's episode 2, and I didn't want to talk about this until like episode 10. I wanted to get deep. Oh, I wanted to be calm.
It's like Scandal.
But you know, I ran out of stuff.
One episode in.
Dick pics.
Oh,
all right?
Seen them all.
So you talked about
every cut,
waiting it out,
size,
and being
length,
upfront about thing.
Tinder, you know, like there's some guys who are upfront about it, but I think when the Whisper app was around, you guys remember Whisper when that had its heyday?
No.
Never heard of Whisper?
I remember hearing about
so
it.
So it's like,
being like
you choose a picture and then you put like a caption over, and it's supposed to be anonymous with anonymous name. People around you can see it and then comment or send you private messages. I would say something
I
like,
do remember
like
that,
oh,
yeah.
I can't wait for my bikini, or oh, I go commando at the gym because I like going commando. 100 dick pics. Like within minutes, you just get penises, and I've seen all colors, sizes, girths, lengths, cuts.
So let me. I've
seen my first 12 via Tinder.
Your first 12 inch? How do you know he wasn't using perspective tricks?
I had him send me one more because as a photography major, I was like, wait. But
it, you should have had him send it next to a magazine because he can't fake the size of a magazine.
Put it inside a magazine, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
like
it was...
his dick is coming out
but
of, like...
But I've, like, seen, like, some...
Bolt head.
I've seen some well-endowed guys, and I was just like, okay, I believe this. But I was like, but because he's so tall, he couldn't, like, get his full, like, face and dick in there, which I kind of understand. And then he sent me a soft one, so I was like, okay, maybe that is a 12. But we never met, and, like, I'm cool. Like, I can carry on, because... No.
So you were staying in there. You're like, let's find out the truth about this guy.
I'm really curious about this dick because I saw 12. It's like seeing a Loch Ness monster.
What's the best case scenario here?
Well, okay, this is what I
wanna... We'd have to meet up, but you know what? Some guys, I just take up the challenge because you know, it's the hookup app, quote unquote. So I'd be like, okay, let's meet next weekend. I'm free. Let's do it. Nothing ever happens. So sometimes it's bullshit. So maybe that 12 is like Loch Ness. It could
be there.
You mean
people are sending you dicks and then you're like, okay, let's
do
get
it
together and probably have... sexual relations with
maybe
each
maybe
other.
Not let's see if I like how you chew your food or something, but regardless I kind of take up
but
the
then they're so just like you know what I didn't even what is the just
hey,
they just want people to see their
like
dick.
They want the
I've
sex,
never sent someone a picture of my dick.
Well, you're listen now, the point is that
wait Mike, you
is
send
that
people,
so
people your dick,
you want one right now, give me 10 minutes. On Tinder we run into this a lot.
Okay.
where people don't have a plan. Where, like, if they're sending a dick pic right away, and you respond like that, that's what should happen.
Sex, right?
Yeah. And the thing I want to avoid on this show is there's a lot of people that will make jokes about dick pics and say words like, women don't like dick pics, or women don't... Stupid. Plenty of people like pictures of dicks. Mm. The point is that...
When you've seen them, you know, it's like, you kind of get me.
I've seen lots of naked women. I don't want to brag, but I found this thing called the internet.
And okay.
It's everywhere.
The internet.
So the point that I want to make here is plan your dick pic. If you send a dick pic like that and someone picks you up on it, do it. But also, vibe out the situation. Like, I've heard so many stories from you and from other people where people just are like, clearly don't want to show a dick pic.
Or they just, like, they fail. They don't follow up with it. There was a guy where we sent pictures, like, of face, like, let's make sure we're real human beings. And
yes.
Then he surprised me with a dick pic. And I was like, oh, cool. Because initially, when he's like, what are you looking for? Just because I didn't care anymore, and it was like 1 a.m., and I was bored, I was like, good sex, give me that, and like, we're good to go. Then I actually showed my philosophical side. That's when he started exchanging and showed the dick pic. I was like, okay, cool, nice. He's like, oh my God. Then there's guys
who kind of fun that he was turned on by like your inner philosophy.
He liked me. He's like, you want love, though. I was like, yo, dude, like, shut up. But so he shows me the dick pic. I was like, oh, that's cool, like, nice. They get insecure. So it's like you get those guys who want to send it, but then you say a certain word, they freak out. Like guys, and you guys are just like chicks that when it comes
whoa,
to your
well,
dick pic.
Listen, we're gonna avoid anything, any generalizations. That's one of the rules of the show.
Okay.
I don't pretend to understand women. I don't want anyone to pretend to understand the genders. It's a very big spectrum.
Right.
So
well, within my experiences,
yes,
it seems
yeah.
The guys are very, I don't want to say feminine, but they're very concerned about the dick pics.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Guys that put on the Tinder moments where it's kinda like an Instagram for Tinder where you swipe and if you like it or swipe if you don't. There's guys that show like their morning wood or like, hey, how does this like look in my boxers? Like, it's a big mental thing.
Now, so you're a fan of the, you don't mind either way. If it shows up, there's whatever,
there,
first conversation, hello, here's, you accept the rules of Tinder.
Because it's like, okay, dick pic's there. I mean, if you follow through with it, I'll be impressed. If you actually like want to buy me dinner and we hang out, then I see if like the dick matches the pic. Like, okay, like you're actually a, okay person, but because
you sound like a detective. Is the dick gonna match up with the Vic?
Well, yo,
let's see what happens. Let's follow the clues.
I really wanted to see that 12. I was like, yo, I've seen a 12, but I really want to see the 12. But 12's not there, so it's Nessie. That's all.
I just imagine you in dates, like guys come in and they open the door and then you push the other side and you've got like a snub nosed gun in your hand. All right, pull your dick out. Let me show you.
Show it
to me.
Hey,
I don't buy your
I've
story.
I've been traveling
Church.
The many young years looking for the 12, and now I'm gonna find
it. It's there.
You be
it's
his real. Backup. He knew I was waiting for him. He knew I was gonna be there to just check out the 12-inch dick, and you're his thug. So you come into the date, and you'll be the guy with the 12-inch dick. Okay, and I'm waiting behind the door. So you come in, and you're like, "Hello, is anyone there? I'm here for my date with beautiful Jacqueline." So open the door. So you're like, hello, hi. You do it. Be the guy with the 12-inch dick.
It's like, I'm Shakir. How are you?
I knew you were coming. Let me see that dick. Pull it out. I don't
hey,
believe your story.
Whoa, buddy. Well, come
Who
down.
Who the hell
down.
Are you?
Calm down.
You don't see
hey,
my gun
hey,
here.
Hey, come down. You see my gun?
Listen, this I see your gun. I see it's his gun I want to see. Okay? The point here is I don't believe he's got a 12-inch dick and...
There's a reason he's not pointing a gun at you. He's got one right there in between his legs.
He's got your old well. Let me see it.
He's got old... Blastoon. What are they called?
No, Blastoon. Blastoon is what they called them.
Got it.
Blastoon. Okay. I guess my point is that you're in the
Blunderbuss.
Blunderbuss? What year do you live in? He's not a pirate.
You said you were carrying a... What are those?
A snub nose. I'm in the right year. Oh, wait. We spilled everywhere. Let's get more wine. Okay, so...
I don't know how to sip wine properly. It kind of goes everywhere.
It's okay. That's the point of this podcast. Well, let me get some...
electrical equipment and liquids. That's what we're all about.
Oh, yeah. Dangerous.
Jackie
edge.
Was just a normal podcaster when one day she spilled wine.
On my clean. Okay, I'll live.
And now she's radio.
Dick girl. Wow. Okay.
From the movie Radio.
She's no.
Radio
no, because
girl.
That implies he was in a real accident, Dave. You can't say that. That could have been what happened.
No, I mean, I think it's decidedly that's not what happened, right?
No, they never say what's wrong with him.
Segway.
He could have
segwaying,
been like electrocuted.
Segway
into talking about Jackie. See, this is why we're saying it.
You know, I'm not making it about me, but like you guys completely diverted.
I guess the point is that take all things you do on Tinder seriously. Make moves. Like, if you're going to show someone a dick, be okay with them saying no and listen. Listen to people. I think that's a big thing people aren't doing on this, mm-hmm. is they're not listening. We had so much fun because we just talk on Tinder.
Does anyone ask, do you want to see my dick? And
well,
then
the guy
show
was
you
a 12. What happened was we were chatting. He posted like a little moment of like his morning one I liked, and he goes, hey, have you had a 12 before? I was like, no. Here's my number. Okay. Like, I'm just like very nonchalant. You know, it's late at night, early in the morning. Like, I'm just kind of going with the flow of the day. And she sent me a picture of it. That's like, I mean, I'm not going looking for dicks. I don't get too excited anymore. Like, unless you're in that sexual relationship where you're like, oh, I want to see this. I want you to see that. When guys just randomly that you never even met send you them, it's like, okay.
Right? So even if you want to show your dick, even if that's your plan, just listen. Just hear people. We have a ball on Tinder, not just a ball. It's the wrong choice
of
words.
Is showing the dick supposed to be the closer? I've never really understood it.
I think you should save the dick pic for, like, when you're really intimate with someone, because sometimes, like, there was a guy where the one who I was like, oh, I want good sex, but then I was actually serious. We thought, oh, let's try and do the casual sex thing. So we were chatting, you know, a few times a day, and then we got into, like, the sexual, like, okay, let's do picture exchange, make sure we're real humans, like, and videos, so, like, it was legit. And then he's like, ugh, I can't do it. So I think, honestly, the dick pic exchange should wait until after you meet the person, maybe after you've actually been intimate, because... You see the dick, and then, like, when you get a picture, it's like Christmas. It's like, oh, yay, it's here again. Like, you shouldn't...
Christmas is a great analogy because it's, like, the picture of the toy. Like, everybody knows those great toy commercials, and then you get the toy, and it sucks. It's hard to use. Like, that's exciting when you see that you're like, oh, I remember Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That's a great toy.
Yeah, like, just... I think dick pics should wait. I mean, I have friends, like male friends, who I'm very comfortable with. Like, they'll send me a picture of their dick, like, hey, how does this look? Or, like, just for shits and giggles. And, like, that's cool. I'm, like, I'm just the good friend, you know, that just, and the guy I'm dating is kind of weirded out by that. But I was like, you know, it happens. But the guy, like, potential dates, prospect dates, Tinder's, it's like, save the dick pics. Save the shirtless gym pics. Like, honestly, and the group pictures. You're no better than females. Yeah,
group pictures, I don't, honestly, I'm new to Tinder. I have to, like, research a lot into the group pictures before we talk about
them. I just swiped left at this point because one time I swiped right on a guy and he only had, like, one or two pictures and it was him with, like, another friend. So I was like, are you the guy on the right? He's like, no, I'm the guy on the left. I was like, Oh.
The guys flat who send line. Dick pics too soon.
Well, I think you gotta go picture of yourself doing something, and then picture with you with people. So
it's
they
like,
know
here's
you
me,
know
here's me being active, here's me being social. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But there's guys who make it where it's like group, so I really have to swipe through a lot. Because there's the same people in some pictures.
Can I ask a question about this?
I don't even have time. Let's do it right now.
What's wrong? Like, I see a girl, and then I see all these guys around her. I'm like, what's wrong with those guys? Like, why are you on this app? What's wrong with any of those guys? Have you tried all those guys first? Like, that's what I don't understand.
You mean the guys in the picture?
Yeah, the guys in the picture. What's wrong with him? He's cute.
They could be friends. They could be the gay friends. It could be cousins or brothers. There's just
so many excuses. Women, Jackie, have 90 gay friends then because I swipe through and it's all of them with dudes. What's wrong with those guys?
Because it's trying to be like, yeah, I can hang with the boys. I'm cute and adorable. Look at me. It's...
Yeah, bro girl.
Okay, so you
went
to...
you guys know that bats actually have really good eyesight? It's just that
they
see better.
They don't have really good eyesight.
No, they actually have
eyesight. They have normal, average eyesight.
The micro bats have bad eyesight, but the macro bats have...
Oh my God, this is such a turn. Seriously, I cannot... Oh God, I didn't expect it. You were trying to do it as a buzz. Oh, take me. This is nuts. Here's what I'm saying about dick pics in general. Is like, for me, when people are like, I saw a thing that was like for mature audiences only. Dude, what isn't these days? I just want to go 5 minutes without seeing someone's butt. Is that so hard to ask in this modern
world?
Ooh,
I like the butts.
But everybody likes them. But I just want to be somewhere, Dan. And I don't want to think about my... Is it so hard to not think about sex for 15 seconds? Is that hard? 5 seconds. 5 seconds, that's all I want. No one's cock, no one's butt.
No one's cock, no one's butt. No one's boobs, no one's...
Yeah. Yeah, can we just... I just
what about
want
a little
somewhere.
Leg?
Come on, just can something just be non-sexual? Can something just be non-sexual?
Video games.
No,
video
game.
Kate Upton is promoting that one
thing.
That's
not a real game.
That's not a real game.
Oh, I don't know video games, so I'm out. I'm not a gamer.
But I like
but that. Is that's more of a comment on advertising than anything else. That doesn't even sell that game.
But even in the video games, like when that one game, Final Fantasy, when the women there, petite, big boosted.
You know what I hate?
It's like, well, you're moving around a lot, women. Why can't you have your boobs covered like sports bra? Man.
Thank
None
you.
Of this cleavage, busted
Thank
crap.
You.
You're
Thank
moving around
I love
so much.
It. They
that's
have, like,
the
magic.
Black
they
Widow
have, like,
is always covered in the Avengers. Point. I don't know how you feel about Avengers, but she's covered up properly. All these other chicks, like, really, like. I wouldn't be comfortable if I'm trying to fight
Everybody
a bunch of people.
Everybody else has armor. Everybody else has armor, except you have to have your tits out. You know what's a great scene? And I know no one's going to watch it. John Carter from Mars. Whatever it is. What's the one? John Carter from Mars? The movie? There's a great scene where there's this badass fighter chick. And she does a backflip. And clearly it's a stunt woman. And she does this backflip with this helmet on. And like you can see her leg muscles like ripple after she does this backflip and sprint into someone. And then they switch to the actress and it's like, fuck is that? Like, she's not in shape at all. Like, you can tell, you can totally, she has,
oh,
like,
I think very, I do know the movie you're talking about.
She has these,
what's
like,
it
very
called?
Smooth
Wait, it's
legs.
Like that big storm or something is on Mars as well.
Who knows what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, it was one of those Mars movies that came out early 2000s, right?
But I want to see that. I want to see buff chicks. If you're going to show chicks that are
Cora.
Doing stuff, I want to see them buff. Exactly. Cora. The greatest show. But
greatest
we don't want
show.
This to become a Cora fan cast. All right.
I'm
so.
Okay with it turning into that.
I have no clue what you're talking
exactly.
about. I'm just like,
get out of here. We're talking about Legend
like,
of Korra
oh,
now.
It's an anime show on Nickelodeon. We're really selling ourselves for sleeping with people. So one of the things we do on this show is a,
yeah,
is a segment called...
Is that why I only attract people that like anime? Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, well, you got a Lolita thing. One of the things we do on this show, Jackie, is I'm obsessed with Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
And last week on the show, we talked about two people that have met on Craigslist. So
I contemplated that at one point.
We're gonna. So this segment is called.
Sounds so dangerous.
This segment.
I saw personal.
Wait,
I was like,
hold on. We gotta. Jackie, we gotta roll in the jingle. This segment is called Craigslist.
And now for another edition of Craigslist Mysteries.
Craigslist. My big thing was like, how does it exist? This is what is amazing about Craigslist. Craigslist was started by, first of all, they're like a crazy Victorian fucking model. Dude, they do nothing right and the guy is insane. The only way
Is that the Victorian model?
Like that, like, I missed the analogy completely. The point is, the guy is insane. The guy is nuts.
And oh, like runs... the Victoria model.
All right, you know what, Dan? I made a mistake. I didn't write down the joke. No, it's like, it's the old Victorian house of the internet. Is that everything is like so weird and like set up, but it doesn't make any sense to modern day. They only make money by selling for apartments. They have a $10 listing fee, and for job listings, they have a $5 fee. Do you know how much money they make?
No.
In 2005.
Is that the most? Is that the last year data was available?
Yes.
Continue.
In 2005, they made $20 million. $20 million off of all of
that. Are they a publicly traded company?
I don't know.
Because then they could also be making money
No. This is the only thing they make money off of. That
so they're
I
not
into.
A publicly traded company.
I don't know that. Well, I don't know that they make that. The website doesn't generate revenue from being publicly traded, though.
No, but the people who run it.
Perhaps. But what? The fact is that that's the only way they make money. So I just wanted to shed light on that for people.
If you want to hear two art kids talk about what they think business is.
What is money?
Craigslist mystery.
I work in retail.
We have other stuff here, but we got to move into the clothes. I have a bit here about being too crass and about how Suck You Off will never be in a love song.
Wait, what?
Baby, I'm just gonna suck you off right here after I finish my applesauce.
You know, that would be a great folk song because if Eat the Booty Like Groceries can be like a hip-hop quote-unquote song. Like,
yeah, but that has some
nice
flow
song.
To it. Suck You Off is never going to happen.
But you made it
happen.
Sound very folky. Like, do I another was like, one. I'm digging it. Keep going with that folk
for
shit.
For Still Suck You Off?
Yeah, do again with the...
I wish we had a guitar for you. Like,
I wish we... Maybe we'll record it later. Will you do that as part of the jingles?
I'm getting a new guitar soon. Maybe I'll bring it in
would
one
you
time.
Do a would you please... If I could drop that in right now as you a jingle of just doing
suck
like...
You off,
and I and we explored the boxcars together. And then I'll suck you off.
Boop-a-doop-a-bop.
Johnny Appleseed is going to suck you off.
I know you're driving us back from the restaurant.
Shut the fuck up.
But I'm going to lean over beneath the steering wheel and suck you off.
Everybody.
Ba-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Suck you off.
Suck you off.
Every time I'm telling good America, suck you off.
Suck it.
Don't say little boys.
I said the grain and the good old boys is what I said.
Oh, okay.
Boys like grown boys. Like
grown guy like me. I'm a man.
Maybe it's because there's a glass of rye in me that I want to see your pee-pee inside of me. Inside of my mouth. Gonna suck you off.
That's
okay. That's all right.
All right, if you make
suck
that, please
off.
Make it. That's hilarious. I guess I'm wrong. Suck You Off will be in lots of love
that
songs.
Sounds, I
was
I
trying to
be
make
very folky, though. I was digging that. I was like, oh.
Jackie,
you
throw
just go
me off
folk,
here.
And people will relate to it.
Can you do another song, like another style?
Give me anything, and I can folk it.
Rock. Oh, no, you mean any phrase. Oh, phrases I think won't be in love songs, and you'll folk it, and I'll see what it'll be.
Yeah, I can folk anything.
Blow My Load.
I'll folk anything.
All right, that's a better joke. That's a better joke
that's
than
a,
all
that's
my jokes.
Status
all right,
of the day.
We're gonna move into for the close. We're gonna close it out. We're gonna do it. This is a segment, Jackie. I think you'll like this one a lot. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm having like female issues, so
okay.
I'm multitasking.
Well, we don't want to interrupt. Let her dance.
I'm having
she's
a.
She's going
a,
nuclear. She's having female issues.
Not internal.
Oh, God.
Do I have what?
She's having female issues. We need to contain the area.
No,
get
not
back.
That issue.
Get 20
the area is actually contained.
No,
we took precautions.
I'm doing a conference.
Oh, my God.
We have a perimeter. We set up a perimeter.
I'm the only girl in this situation. This is kind of unfair. It's not female issue.
We're making you sound like you're a nuclear device.
What about the guy who lied about his pictures? Remember that I was telling you about when we got matched?
That's deep.
The guy used 5-year-old pictures because he just like wasn't happy with the current self.
Just be yourself. There's millions of people out there.
That's why it drives me nuts. People, I use as current as possible. The mohawk picture is like some months old.
But it's a mohawk. Cool. That's a funny thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
How much?
Like 5 years old, the pictures.
Everybody in the club get tipsy. If everybody could give me another song I can do with it. What's another song we can do as an announcement? It's got to be like a hip-hop song.
Do we already do It's Getting Hot in Here?
Yeah, it's getting hot. Ladies and gentlemen, please.
It's getting hot in here. Please take off. I repeat, if you could.
What's another one?
From the window to the wall.
From the window.
Swept right down my balls.
It's got to be something I can announce to people.
I think they need to know like where the semen is in the room. I think that's very important.
Ugh, is that what that song is?
Yeah.
I like
you don't know what skeet skeet is?
Yes, that's I do, but from the windows to the walls, that's what he's saying?
I'm one of the first white people to know what skeet skeet is.
Well, listen, you
just know. To put that out there.
I grew it's up in the Bay Area. Resume. Wow, you just like, wow.
I know. It's pretty good.
Damn,
I mean, he's an American hero.
There you go.
Dan Cain, American hero.
Who's that guy? Who's that guy?
Lean over and suck your arm.
Paul Revere.
Who's that guy? Alan Turing? Yeah, Dan's the modern-day Alan Turing. He figured out what skeet-skeet meant. He spent years in a bunker out in the middle of England until he figured out what skeet-skeet meant.
I was just standing there as a 10-year-old hearing it played at a dance. I'm like, I think it might be more than we think it is.
You rush in and you bring papers in. Gentlemen, I have the solution. Think about it like there's some story from earlier.
The proximity to the word skeet skeet and swept drip down my balls is too close for it to be something non-sexual.
Henry, plug balls into the equation.
We forgot to account for the balls.
I'm the one American in the Alan Turing scenario. Okay, this segment, what's another song I can do before I do it? Because I don't think it's funny yet that I can do with announcing to people.
I listen to hip-hop every day at work. I can't even help you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you see a RZA, it's Razor Sharp. RZA,
I don't know. There's got to be
what
more
What if it's about, like, Slim Shady? Let's just wear white. Let's do, like,
do you know
real
that's
Slim
an
Shady.
Right, Eminem already
Please
did it. Strangle. We're going in for our clothes.
Did you just buzz me on Eminem?
No, Eminem did it already. Eminem did my joke, but it was funny. It was a real Slim Shady, please stand up. I just realized it. That was his
if
whole
the
joke.
Other person I'm talking to is white, I'll always buzz them on Eminem. Like, nope, we're not talking about
not
the only
talking
famous
about
white
Eminem.
Rapper. We can't do it. You want to talk about a non-white rapper? I'll do it.
Sad Eminem story that I recently had at work. There was the hook to, okay, everyone knows Lose Yourself, right?
No. Sing it.
You don't know dun, dun, dun,
keep
dun,
going.
Dun. I'm not going to sing it.
I don't
you
know.
You guys never, okay, you know, we're not
know
even going to share it.
Sing the song.
I'm not going to sing
we
it.
We maybe will remember it.
No. Our audience is going to know
it's
it.
It's from the movie 8 Mile.
Yeah,
like
which one?
Which one? Which, the first or the second one?
The last one? I know
first
what you're talking about with the piano.
With the
I got you.
A girl pops her head up and she's like, is that Kanye song? It's like, damn.
Ooh.
No.
They don't sound similar.
No, Kanye West movie was really good. 8 Mile's okay.
This is a Kanye West movie?
Yeah, watch it.
You mean Keeping Up the Kardashians?
No, watch.
Burn.
Watch. Listen, Shots fired. I don't want to be Kanye West needs a lot of help, and we're trying to do this for him. All right, we're moving. We're doing the last segment here.
All right, last segment.
This
Sorry.
Is called, What Would You Tell Her?
What would you say? What would you say? What would you say to him or her?
So this is...
What would you
tell her and him? We need to stop doing it like that, right?
What do I don't know what to say. What's the...
What would you tell them?
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 Them, though? That's what I'm saying.
Royal them. It's the royal.
Well, but people
thing.
Write love songs about women, and they're not necessarily about, like, it relates to everyone. So it's just, what would you tell her? I think everyone gets that sentiment.
Let's not be heteronormative.
I'm not being heteronormative. I'm being market normative. People write songs about...
Oh, yeah, because the marketing industry is not heteronormative. You're
right.
I'm
sorry. All right.
I'll put
done.
Down this microphone. I'll quit this podcast right now.
Listen, Dan. All you want is to chew gum and meet a girl. I don't understand. What are you talking about? That's the way the world is.
Yeah, Pops, that's all I want. And I'll keep telling you that until you love me.
What gum commercial? I was doing like the mint ones.
I was doing Bazooka Joe trying to come out to his dad.
Bazooka Joe commercial. Oh.
I'm just going to keep chewing God. This gum and... Hitting on the ladies.
No, it's like he put, it's like, he's like, Bazooka Joe, you can't, he's like cleaning up his room, and he's like, and his mom comes to clean up your room, Bazooka Joe, and like his friends come over to help, but then they push everything into the closet, and his mom comes and he's like, Bazooka, I told you to clean it up. And he goes, I just keep all my life in my closet.
I have a whole life in the closet.
I have
now.
A whole life in there, Mom, and that's how he comes out, because Bazooka Joe is awful. So what would you tell her? I think that's okay. I think it's okay. I don't think we're being heteronormative. Because I
what
because
would
I
you tell?
It, what would you tell your significant other?
Your
what
ex.
Would you tell
well,
an
no,
ex?
No, it says an ex.
A past ex. that you, so the segment
How about,
is,
what would you text the next?
Because we already wrote the thing for it.
We didn't.
What
we
did. Would you text the next? Wait, what are we texting next?
Don't text them it. So the point Wait. Is, what would you say to someone, we'll think of a segment name, what would you say to someone who you broke up with them already?
Mm-hmm. Or they broke up with you.
Or they broke up with you. They're out of your life. And you want to get that last word in. This is your chance to get that last word.
Why did we break up?
Oh, that's a good one.
The why you broke up is gonna determine if you want to get the last word, if it's a mutual, if it's like a...
Oh, that wasn't your thing? Oh, I thought you were ninja-ing the person. I thought that was your thing. No. You choose in your mind a specific person.
It felt like a ninja.
You want to say. I felt like she was just going to, like, that was the last thing she said to the person. Like, why did we break up?
And then just moonwalk out of there.
We don't have to know. We don't have to know everything. It's one person in your life. You don't have to say who it is. That you want to say one more thing to. You want to say one more thing to. What will you say to them? And you just say that. Whatever it is. So whatever it is that person, okay. So it's to someone specific, but we're not going to say who it is. It doesn't have to
I'm
have a reason.
I'm just waiting, that's all.
All right.
I love you.
No, that's sweet.
Oh, no.
What, Dan, your answer this week?
I'm sorry, I'm still reacting to the last one.
I know. We're making emotional radio here, though, so might as well move on to something different. It's okay.
You asked me the truth. I figured I could have
And it was good, yeah.
I don't think he would hear this, so.
And he'll never know which one it is. Mm-hmm. He'll never know what it is.
It's okay. No one's going to hear this. It's a podcast.
Don't shit on the podcast.
Don't you say that.
Don't shit on the podcast.
Don't be acting like that's the situation. I'm just letting you
it's
know
not,
that.
It's not. I know, because we actually make really good stuff.
And we do. Did you hear my jokes before where it turned out I was copying Eminem for an hour? Hey, guys, why did you fuck it? Whatever. That's not what... Dan, what would you... I hope we have, like, sentimental music going in the background so that me complaining... Dan, what would you say to her? Him.
I would say...
Him?
It.
I would say... Like, why you just lie to me all the time? Just all the time. Just constantly. Why you do that?
I feel like
waste of time.
I feel like I know the reason behind that breakup.
We let these sit. And I'm going to say...
Did you say ham?
I said ham. That's what I would say to her. I'd say ham.
Was she Jewish like me? Like she couldn't handle the pork?
No, she was a goat. And I don't...
Wait,
well,
those
whoa. Goat breakups are tough.
They're so...
Goats
Dan,
are adorable.
He's going to do the joke. Do it. How are goat breakups? Come on. Come on. Come on, you motherfucker. Bad.
Golden. I love it.
And I hate myself. I would say, thanks for asking, Dan. I would say, let's play by the same rules.
Where are you going to get your dairy from?
All right. Well, great. I'm glad I respected everybody else's sentiment, but Dan decided to shit on mine. Ladies and gentlemen, so we now have to send you back into the world of Tinder, but you seem okay. We're less worried about you.
I'm seeing someone.
Yeah, our last
guest
I was a little bit more worried about.
Well, she's going to hear it. Well, we know. We told her. We told her that we were wishing her luck.
I didn't tell the guy.
I definitely told her I was worried about her.
Where to go to listen to this. I have my job, because my job was excited, but I was like, nah. You know, given the context of my job, that's what kind of gets me on Tinder. When I do tell someone where I work, they're like,
oh. Oh, she works at the ice cream factory. She tests blenders.
Not really.
Okay.
More like really expensive things that are
blenders.
For
internal
use. Blenders,
I don't understand. Haven't you seen those Montel Williams commercials where they say, well, anyway, we're closing it out here. Jackie,
the mystery continues.
You were so, you should come back anytime. Awesome. But right now we have to make you go out into the wilds of Tinder. Let me open the door. Ooh, it's a fierce
no,
wind. Put this coat on.
Prospective dick pics.
I'm sorry, though.
The
we have
the short guys. I don't know.
Short
don't
dicks going around everywhere.
Don't lie about your height, guys. That's all I say for all of you. Just don't lie about your height. Be honest. Don't send a dick pic right away.
Don't send a dick pic right
just
away.
Don't send a dick pic
Don't
right
send
away.
It. Just wait.
Let her see it. Let it be like Christmas.
All right,
or
wait.
Like
we're
going to
go back and edit this. The point is that if those are the guys that can't close. Those are the guys
They're
that can't
They're on
have
Tinder.
Sex.
They
so
want
the guys who
penis,
send them initially,
maybe.
Don't close it, though.
Because at a certain point in every relationship, you eventually have to take out your wibbly bits, right?
But
so,
don't do it initially.
So if people that can
but
feel
it
out
it right
in,
away,
normal, yeah. in a normal talking situation, everyone knows, okay, now is the time to take my pants off. So if you can't feel that in the digital world, you're not going to be able to do it in the real world. If you can't feel, now's the time to take my pants off in the digital. Anyway, Jackie, we've got to send you out. We're going to give you this week for your travels.
Thanks to life.
We'll give you this bottle of wine. But
which has a hole in the cork.
What are we giving her this week?
I have a cork. I will text you guys and let you know.
When you get a straw in there, just
I will
boom
picture,
it.
Picture, Instagram it, everything like it happened.
Please do. You have my, do you have my Instagram?
I have it. The ferret wand.
Just frame it with like three dicks around it. So we know the size.
But I deleted all the dick pics. I can't. I have. I would want.
Oh
to use
no!
The
it's
best.
Gonna be so Listen, hard to
we'll
get
send,
more.
We'll send you one of our dicks.
It's
so,
so
you can
tough.
Do it.
Bum bum bum.
So we'll send you out here this week for any for just some supply stuff you might need to help you out there in the winds of the internet world. We're giving you a paintbrush. Yeah. A step ladder.
Wait.
And
okay. Well, that's useful.
That's useful for the paint.
Yeah, or for the really tall guys that I will soon meet.
Oh, there you go. Listen, I didn't even know
or
it was
the
in there.
Giants.
The Giants, either way. So we're giving you a paintbrush. Here's a stepladder. Here, take that. I know it's heavy. And, of course, this a little bit of paint remover.
We also got this horse.
The horse?
No, the horse has got to stay here, though.
No, but you guys. Well, you
I'm
go to
sorry,
Jersey,
to
so
go.
You need the
yeah,
horse
need
more than me.
Listen, everyone in Jersey has a horse. We're signing off. We still don't have a sign off yet.
Thank you for listening to the.
Keep going.
And we're going down the highway.
Yeah, that's how we're gonna close off, Dan. If you don't
Wait,
write a
I
song
totally
about
just...
suck you off, and I say this close, and there's no
I
and there's no folk songs like.
And I take off my seatbelt because it's prohibiting me from leaning over. And is that the stick shift? No, it's not, because you drive an automatic.
Because you can miss.
And it's so automatic when I'm in the car.
Roadhead.
Thinking about what you got underneath those jeans.
Unless this is part of the writing process.
It is part of the writing
process. By the way, that's a great accomplishment. That should be in the
All right, get out of here.
Again, I'll folk anything.
Everybody, we're done.
All right, thank you. One.
To whisper because it's late here at the Don't Fuck Me Inn at the Art Cafe Bar in Brooklyn, and I'm alone. And Dane didn't write the song on this. Instead, we've decided that if you go to our website, ourherocomic.com, and you check out on the day of the episode, if you go to ourherocomic.com, you will find Dan's version of his. Of his song of the old folk classic, Suck You Off. Thanks for listening in. Remember, you can go down to 886 Pacific Street in Brooklyn, right off the Clinton Washington Ave stop on the C train. Anytime, but not now. It's late. It's late. It's early. It's like, actually, they're pretty much open at all hours. So come in whenever you want. But right now, go to ourherocomic.com and to listen to that song that Dan wrote. Otherwise, see you next time.